Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson, joined as always by Kent Steinbeck. Kent, give me five. Keep me alive. And we are looking at the Ten Commandments for our devotion this morning. I want you to take your Bible and turn with me to the book of Exodus, second book in the Bible. And we're looking at the fifth commandment today. And the title of this is Honor Your Parents. And I just need to say this before I read this, that this is the first commandment that we would say is on a horizontal basis directed towards others around you. You run out of ink, Ken?
That's okay.
The first four commandments really is our relationship with God. We could call that vertical. And this is the first one that is directed towards others. So let me read it. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you. This really sets a high premium on family life, and which is the basic building block of any society in any nation, and really even any church. And it says that we are to honor your father and your mother. Now, Kent, you and I both grew up in Christian homes, and this is really, I think, second nature for you and me, but for many who are watching today, this is a very needed commandment. And so I just want to look at this very carefully. And the first thing is to comment on the word honor. Here's what I find very interesting about this, Kent. You know I like to do word studies. This word for honor is the verb form for the noun glory, like the glory of God. And this is saying glorify your father and your mother. It's a very strong word. It's more than just be nice to them. It is to assign honor to them and to give them respect. In your mind and your heart, you put them on a pedestal because God has placed them in your life to be your father and your mother. And literally, this word for honor, it means something to be heavy and a weightiness. And so it was used, for example, of Job, because he was a man with many assets, physical assets. He had a lot of weight in the community. He was a very important person. This is saying you need to assign a gravitas, a gravity and a weightiness to the position your parents should have in your heart and in your mind. Honor your father and your mother. The order there is very important. Father meaning he would have the lead, and your mom to be a helpmate to support him. But it's a package deal. Your father and your mother, not either or, not pick one of the two or play favorites with one over the other. No, you are to honor your father and your mother, which means to love and respect them. It means to serve them and to care for them, to esteem them and to value them. And this is lifelong. This isn't only for when you are under their roof and you are a child growing up. Even as an adult, we are to continue to honor our father and our mother. So this forbids disrespecting our parents. This forbids shunning them and just avoiding them. This forbids belittling them and putting them down. And so this is a very important commandment. We live in an anti-authoritarian society. Kent, everything we see going around us in culture is an attempt to pull down authority figures, to pull down, and this really begins at home. And we as Christians are a part of a true counterculture, which is as God has ordained it. And so we are to be lifting up our parents as those who were given to us to be over us, and we are to listen to their counsel. And he says, here's why, that your days may be prolonged in the land which the Lord your God gives you. In other words, there will be a longevity of life. Now, we would say, so how's that? Well, in the Old Testament, if you disrespected your parents and disobeyed them, it brought the death penalty. And you would live a shorter life. And so this is a warning to children, even adult children, that you are to honor them lest your days not be prolonged in the land. So, Kent, this is a very important commandment, and one that everyone who's watching and listening, we all need to give careful attention to this.
Yeah, this is one I think we speed over. I can remember, Steve, my father had a wooden paddle, and I got my last spanking when I was a junior in high school.
Wow.
And I would say a majority of my spankings were for being disrespectful to my mother and father, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just being candid.
Yeah, yeah.
And to me, it means, doesn't it? And the question is, it's not necessarily natural, or we don't always feel like we want to be respectful to mom and dad, right?
Yeah. Well, and for example, parents are not 100% right all the time.
Yeah,
and you and I are parents, and we certainly do not claim infallibility. Nevertheless, even with our limitations and weaknesses and those that belong to our parents, we are to still honor them and still respect them.
Yeah.
Because we haven't been perfect children either.
Right.
And it's amazing how wise your parents become once you become a parent.
Yeah.
And you realize, well, this isn't quite as easy.
Yeah.
It's easier to be a critic than it is to be one who is on the job being a parent. So children are to honor their parents. Nothing could be any more clear.
Right. And it's not necessarily a feeling. It's not necessarily an emotion. You're saying that it has to be a step in that direction and a commitment to do that.
Yeah, think about this. This really is addressing the heart.
Yeah, it is.
Honor your father and your mother.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the outflow of that would be to follow their counsel and to obey them as you're under their roof. But it actually begins with a heart. And really, this establishes what true religion is, which is a heart religion. That's where the Pharisees missed it. Well, we haven't killed anybody. Well, no, but you have murder in your heart, and that's what Jesus addressed. And here, this commandment starts with your heart attitude. And it really requires, here's the big word, humility.
Yeah.
To humble yourself beneath the authority of your parents, and with that submissive heart to honor them. And if they're not asking you to violate the Word of God, if they're not asking you to do that which would be contrary to the will of God, then you are to follow their direction, but to do so with an attitude of humble submission.
So, Steve, would you say that this is maybe the first step of being others-oriented in your life? I mean, can you... Let's just say I'm disrespectful to my mom and dad. I guess, would it be harder for me to be?
I love the direction you're headed with that. The answer is yes. I mean, this is the acid test for the rest of your life. Mm-hmm. You tell me how you treat your parents, and I'll tell you how you treat your boss, how you treat a policeman, how you treat a school teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And if you have learned this at home...
Wow.
You're going to be a productive person out in society.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a rebel at home, then you're going to be a plague on society because you're going to be disrespectful out there. And if you were disrespectful to your parents but respectful to your teacher, it really just shows you're a hypocrite, to be honest.
Yeah.
You're just masking and covering over down inside your heart. You have not honored your father and mother, and you're play-acting out in the world.
Can we circle back then?
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
So if we're not honoring mom and dad, it's probably because we disagree with them, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the crux of the matter?
It is. We think we know more than they do. We've elevated ourselves
They're wrong.
Above them, and we become their critic, and we are claiming to know more and to know better than they, which is really a haughty attitude.
And that's not in here.
There's no loopholes here. We've looked for them, and there are none here.
Right.
I only wish my mother and father were still alive, mm-hmm. so that I could carry this out. Mm-hmm. It's only a memory for me. Well, as you're watching today, if your mother and father are still alive, you need to communicate love and respect to them. And if they're and if they don't know the Lord, which may well be the case in your instance, the greatest way you could honor them would be share the gospel with them and tell them the good news of God's grace in the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, thank you for joining us today for Steadfast Hope. Cannot wait for our next time together.